Hello, everyone. It's another episode of The Throwback. It's me, your host, Ryan the Potman. And usually, this is where my co-host Jimmy would join me, but I have not found Jimmy anywhere today. I don't know where he is. Well, anyways, we still have a great show lined up for you today. We have Venus DeMilo, who played Telly Radford on the hit Nickelodeon TV show Salute Your Shorts, on the show today. You know, for me personally, I was such a big fan of Salute Your Shorts. There were so many great episodes that I loved that... Hold on a sec. Hello?
Where you at, Daddy?
Jimmy? Is that you? Where am I? Where are you? We're supposed to be doing a show together right now.
I'm trying to find this campground. You said we were going on a camping trip today.
Camping trip? I never said that.
Yeah, you did, Daddy. You said we were going on a trip down memory lane to Camp Anawanda. I just asked this guy at the 7-Eleven what direction memory lane was on, and he said I need to stop drinking so early in the morning. Whatever that means.
Jimmy, I meant a trip down memory lane, meaning remembering the good times. Not an actual trip on a street called memory lane.
Oh, gotcha, Daddy. No wonder why this GPS couldn't pick up the street. But wait, you mean there's not really a camp trip though?
Nope, I'm afraid not. As cool as it would be, Camp Anawanda doesn't really exist.
Really? They had a whole song and everything. That's too bad. I was looking forward to meeting that Zeke the Plumber fella and that Kevin Ugly guy. They kind of remind me of my family.
Wait, they do? Who in your family could they possibly remind you of? You know what? Never mind. I'm almost scared to ask. Just come back to the studios. How far are you anyways?
I'm not even sure, Daddy. Let me check this here GPS. Oh, no. I'm going to have to call you back, Daddy. All my camping gear just fell off the hood of my car on the interstate.
Oh, yeah. Call me back. Be careful. Anyways, folks, sorry about that. Anyways, if you like what you hear today on The Throwback, be sure to check us out on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/throwback, as well as Audio Boom, TuneIn Radio, and on Twitter at Throw Podcast for more exclusive interviews. Now here's our exclusive interview with Salute Your Short star, Venus DeMilo.
You are listening to The Throwback Podcast, your stop for everything 90s. This is a throwback exclusive.
Joining me at this time is best known for her role playing Telly Radford on the popular 90s Nickelodeon TV show Salute Your Shorts. I am pleased to welcome Venus DeMilo. Venus, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Tell us a little bit about your childhood. Were there similarities between you and the Telly Radford character growing up? Were you into sports like she was?
My childhood growing up, you gotta understand, I started acting at a very early age.
Yeah.
So, it was exciting in that I was always auditioning for stuff, shooting commercials, being able to be a part of TV shows mm-hmm. and things. And it was important too for my parents that I do have a regular life, even though I couldn't play a lot of team sports.
Right.
I was able to practice I did a lot of cheerleading. And I always learned how to play soccer, volleyball. I went to basketball camp during the summers because I knew during the school year I wouldn't be able to be on a team.
Right.
But in the summer, you can drop in and out of, you know, summer school and play, and that would allow me to develop that side of me.
Right.
And I also went to camp. I went to Camp Hollywoodland growing up, which is where they shot part of Salute Your Shorts. They shot at the boys' camp. At Camp Hollywoodland. So, you know, I kind of had a really, my experience kind of lent itself to my character. I don't think I was a tomboy per se,
right.
But I think after playing that character, it definitely changed me. Like, to this day, I play dodgeball.
Are you into dodgeball?
Yeah, I play recreational dodgeball, and I have for like 5 years, and we play charity tournaments, and it's, you know, worldwide. So, like, if I were to go to another country, I could probably find somebody, you know, in the Worldwide Dodgeball Society to play with. So, it definitely has stuck with me being that character for sure, become a part of me, you know. I think I grew with that character for sure.
That's pretty cool. So,
yeah.
You said you went to summer camp too?
Yeah, I went to summer camp. I went
wow.
to summer camp in Los Angeles, and it was a sleepaway camp for a week,
right.
And we stayed at the bunks, And not so much like Salute. I think like we were there for the summer on the show. But you know, but I did have an that experience of that camaraderie of being at camp. But yeah, it was definitely a different experience.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Shorts for sure. Like Camp Anawana is not a real camp.
I wish
wouldn't
wish
that on anybody. But I mean, it's just fun. I mean, gosh, you know, we had so much fun. Food fights and I mean shooting at night and those are experiences that I'm just going to take with me forever.
Yeah, that's amazing. So how did you land a role of Tully on Salute Your Shorts? Like, take us through the process. How did you land the role?
Okay, at the time my agent, my mom had suggested me for the role. She hadn't opened up her talent agency yet. And was very involved in my acting career, and it just turns out that like she was pushing me for stuff, and I was actually booking. And she's like, "Well, why don't I just represent you, since I'm, you know, really making all the moves?" I got the audition. I interviewed. I feel like 4 or 5 times I had to go back. You know, I'm also auditioning against girls that I grew up with, like T and Tamara from Sister Sister, who were gracious enough to let me be on their show. You know, that. And they looked up to me for getting this role, which was great, you know. And I look up to them now because they, you know, the success of Sister Sister and being able to carry their careers on. So we were all in it together. And I remember I auditioned for ZZ. I auditioned for Dina. So when they said, "You got the part," I didn't know which part I got.
You didn't know which one?
You know? Yeah. but I remember, you know, I actually remember the audition, and giving it my all, and, you know, it changed my life when they told me that I got that part.
Wow.
I remember running up and down my parents' hallway and not knowing what it really meant, but knowing that this is something I had really worked hard for.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a great, great role, and it really helped me develop as an actress.
Yeah.
And being able to like learn my lines and be responsible and have a job at that age in 8th grade, you know, it was a lot, you know.
Yeah,
and
not
I'm
a lot of kids
that
can
I was
say
able
that.
To have that experience, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. So how was it like working with the rest of the cast when you first started? Were you guys good friends from like the start, or?
I think with us all being outgoing people, like, we're our own individual, like, characters as it is, you know? And we're a fun bunch of people.
Yeah.
So we got along, you know? And you put kids in a work environment, a school environment, that's a little bit different, where you have a lot of freedom. So we had a lot of fun.
That's cool.
You couldn't help it. You have all these tools. You're sitting in bunks all day. I mean, it's like you're outside and, you know, got on, you know, crazy clothes, or you're in these like weird situations. It brings you together when you're throwing mud at each other's faces, or you're having to like jump into a lake, or, you know, do a 3-legged race, or you just really start to bond just doing the activities, even though you're not really doing the activities, you know?
Okay.
So it really did make us a family.
Yeah.
And just as a family is, there's dysfunction, you know, but we're still family. So,
that's good.
You know, these people are going to be part of my life forever too. Just because we had this shared experience, that was so much fun. So,
how long did it take to like film an episode?
I think it was like 1 week. We would do 2 days external, so that would mean we would actually be outside for 2 days, and then the rest would be at our soundstage, which was, I believe, in, like, Studio City. I wasn't able to drive at the time. I was just learning how to drive, so I knew it was up north from where I live, but, we had our own soundstage.
This is before the Nickelodeon Studio days, right?
Well, they had our own production company, so it was part of Propaganda Productions, and then they made it for Nickelodeon.
Right.
So even though it was a Nickelodeon production, it was like its own thing, which is why it's such a unique show.
Right.
So it wasn't like we went to Nickelodeon Studios or anything like that. I know that, some of the other kids were able to do other episodes on different, you know, shows.
Right.
I did Wild and Crazy Kids. But it was never like, oh, we're at a place for Nickelodeon. It's like we were on Salute Your Shorts set, and it was a Salute Your Shorts production, which was awesome.
Oh, that's cool. So you said it took about a week for like to film an episode. How long would it take to do like a season, like an actual season? How long would it take?
13 weeks to depending upon how, however many episodes, 13 episodes. Like we did 26, right. So it would be 13 and.
So, like, yeah. Roughly, like, 3 months or so and some change?
Oh, wait, no, how did we do it? 6 weeks and then 7 weeks. So, it was broken up, kind of. I think the first one was, like, 6 weeks, then 7 weeks, and then, like, 12 or something like that. I don't know. I can't really remember, but our schedule, like, once we got picked up for, like, that second run, we did, you know, another, you know, I can't remember if it was, like, during the school year and then sometimes moved a little into the summer. It just depended on the shooting schedule. For that particular group of episodes.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But it would take a week. Now, I did like 26 episodes of The Bold and the Beautiful, and you can shoot up to 2 episodes in a day.
Wow.
So that's very different.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Yes,
it's like, it was a very different experience for me, but also very cool.
Yes, it is. It's a different animal.
Completely.
So what was it like going to school while you were filming a show? Or did you have, like, classmates freaking out that they were, like, in math class with Telly?
You mean going to regular school?
Yeah.
Well, you figure a lot of the kids that I was in school with have been in school with me for many years. So
right.
They already knew I was on TV.
Right.
Like, I remember my mom during that time had started acting, and she did an episode of In Living Color. And so my friends were like, whoa, that is amazing. And also, not everybody had cable. So not everybody knew the show.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was anybody different. I was just somebody who just wasn't in class all the time,
right. Really.
Yeah. And because I wasn't in class all the time, I wasn't part of the clique. I wasn't part of, they didn't look at me like, oh, she's that girl on the TV show. Like, no, she's that girl who wasn't here last week. So I didn't really get that admiration or anything, like in high school, for sure. I felt like I also was very into, I had a pager. So when I had auditions after school, like I had to, you know, make my change clothes, and so I was very, and I wasn't on team, so I was very focused on my career.
Right.
So it was like school was just until I got another job.
Yeah.
You know, so it wasn't really a place where I was really invested in like the you know, I had my friends.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That's
that
cool.
Was it.
Yeah.
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 You know, I actually found out something pretty cool when I was getting ready for the podcast. Apparently, the campground that was used for Salute Your Shorts is the same place that they recorded the intro to the Andy Griffith Show way back in the day. Did you ever know that?
That location is like hallowed ground in Hollywood.
Yeah.
We shot some of it in the Batcave, and they're known as the Batcave because that's where they shot Batman.
Oh, wow.
So the locations that were used are used in so many movies and TV shows. So it's like now I'll watch stuff and I'll be like, oh my God, that's like where we shot, you know, the baseball, the soccer scene or like, yeah. So the locations that we used in the Hollywood Hills, I mean, are legendary.
Yeah, that's pretty
so
cool.
there's like stories with everything for sure. Yeah.
Wow.
But specifically those campgrounds and those surrounding areas is where they've shot tons and tons of stuff.
Right. Okay, I gotta have to ask this. Who came up with Zeke the Plumber?
Well, the writer of the show, Steve Slavkin,
he's
the creator. He actually wrote a little book about, you know, the camp that he went to and growing up, and then that became a television show.
Wow.
So all these characters came from his brain, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's a great guy, and I'm just so glad that he was able to be thoughtful enough to create such a broad spectrum of characters, because you just kind of don't see that anymore. And we weren't like necessarily, I wouldn't say Tolkien characters, which could have easily been done. We all kind of had our character development and our storyline, so we really, you believed us. And it was, you know, that was great. But yeah, Donkey Lips, I mean, well, that's crazy. that name. And there's never since been anything that cool.
Yeah,
you know?
Donkey Lips,
and it
Sponge.
Doesn't really have anything to do with who he is at all. But you get it, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that's just great. That was just a great writing of Steve.
Yeah, it is. Well, do you have a favorite? What's your favorite episode from Salute Your Shirts? Me, personally, I like the Zeke the Plumber one. The one
That is such a good episode. We did a reunion two, 3 years ago, and that was one of the episodes they played on the big screen. And for me, it really still holds up. I didn't realize how, like, in-depth it was and how much it was about me and Ugly, or Zeke the Plumber, I should say, and how it's like, it was like a short film about dreams and, you know, like, life, and it was so, looking into a teenage girl's head that's, like, conflicted with, you know, being an athlete and wearing a dress, and, you know, and during that time period, you know, doing it so innocently. I think it was really well done. Yeah, that was one of my favorites. Yeah. But I mean, shooting wise, anytime we did stuff where we were, I mean, anything that was like really cool, that was always fun.
Yeah.
You know, frog racing, we had that day, and the woman who had the frogs had a monkey, whom she said was Bubbles. Now, I'm not sure if it was Bubbles, but she brought him to the set. So we had a chimpanzee on the set for the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, as cool as that episode was, behind the scenes, we're playing with a monkey.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's you know, that's, and then I got to go back to school, you know, once we finish shooting and just, you know, fall right into that, you know. You can't tell somebody that.
No.
I just played with Bubbles today. There was no Facebook back then. Who cares? Oh. You know, who could have believed that, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a different time. It was a different time.
Yeah, different era. My other favorite episode is the one where you needed a new tennis racket. Butnick?
Yes.
Yeah, with Butnick, like, blackmail.
Telling in the tennis racket. I love that one. Yeah. I actually had to take tennis lessons. That was before we started shooting the second season. So before that, they had me, you know, on weekends and after school taking tennis lessons so that I could, you know, pretend to be able to play tennis.
Oh, so you never played tennis before then?
No, I was in, you know, junior high school. So, no, I didn't really play tennis. Venus and Serena weren't that big, so I wasn't like, I got to be like Venus and Serena, you know what I mean? It's like, it wasn't that popular then.
Yeah, it wasn't, yeah.
But, like, now I play racquetball with my dad all the time, so.
Oh, racquetball is fun. I played it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, isn't it? It's great. But, like, I think had I not been telly and played tennis, that I probably wouldn't have picked that up, you know, later in life.
Yeah.
But no, that was a great episode, and like my character having glasses and all that good stuff. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, the characters were so diverse on the show. That's what I liked about it. Yeah, it was.
Without being too stereotypical, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
We were who we were, and they were able to get that on screen without sugarcoating it and making it too unrealistic, but at the same time making it a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it amazes me how well Salute Your Shorts has stood like the test of time. It really holds up even to today. If you watch it, go back and watch it now, it's like, it really like holds up.
Yeah, it's a fun show. It's cute, it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, I hope that more people get us together again to do more reunions. I mean, it's just so much fun to relive that time.
Yeah.
And you know, get back to when things were really cool in the 90s, you know?
Best times.
Yeah,
for those who don't remember or never heard of it, what's an awful waffle?
Oh, wow. Okay. It's an awful waffle is like, it's a ceremony, I think. It's all part of a ceremony.
Yeah.
What an actual awful waffle is, I actually can't tell you, because I don't know. And I don't know if anyone really knows.
It's like a business Dixie. I always wondered myself. I don't think anyone really knows what it is.
I think it involves syrup and a tennis racket. Beyond that, I don't know.
No one really knows
what it is. But it's a lot of fun to pretend to be engaging in an awful waffle, because there's chanting. It's fun. But no, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe one day it'll be solved.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
You were on some other popular shows. Like you said, you were on Sister Sister, you were on Family Matters, and Hanging with Mr. Cooper as well. How were those experiences compared to being on Salute Your Shorts?
Oh, man. See, the sitcom world is very different than just the... We didn't have a live studio audience. So our shooting is very different. So it's completely different. And you go up and you shoot on, like, you might have shows on Thursdays and Fridays, for instance, if you're shooting a weekly sitcom. It's a lot more structured. when you have an audience, you know, and you have the network coming in to approve of what you've been working on all week.
Right.
It's a very different process. Also very fun, though. Also very cool. I mean, being able to do a dance cheerleading routine or go to a strip club on a TV show in front of an audience. I mean, how exciting is that, you know? I always played a bad girl, pretty much, or for the most part on these shows, so I was always involved in some shady things. But being a teenager and being able to, you know, like, I didn't go to prom in real life, but I did on television.
Right.
So that was enough for me. That was fun for me to be able to get my hair and makeup and have a beautiful dress and, you know, do the whole thing, but not actually get to do it in real life.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And you said you were on a soap opera as well, right? You said you were on Bold and the Beautiful?
Yeah, I did. I did a bunch of episodes on that show.
Wow.
Soap opera. Really different animal as well.
Wow.
You do one take, generally, for a scene. And they have all the cameras there. You hit your mark, and they shut it down, and they move on to the next thing. So if that, you know, if you only have one scene in that episode and it doesn't go very well for you, you're not going to get much screen time.
Wow.
So that really made me, you know, you've got to memorize, you've got to know your lines, and you've got to know your stuff, and you can't mess up.
Wow.
Because you're wasting a lot of people's time and money.
Because they're filming, so yeah, they're filming just, like, for every 5 days a week for one, like, half hour, 1 hour.
Oh, I'm sure it's not more. I'm sure it's more than 5 days a week. I mean, the machine that is the soap opera world is insane. I mean, they're really cranking them out every day. And yeah, and like I said, sometimes you're doing two episodes in a day. So you've got to really know your stuff. And I remember back then they were hand delivering scripts in the morning, and then by the time I got to set, my lines were completely different. And I would have to learn them in an hour because we're going to shoot. And if I don't have it right, they're not going to use whatever I've come up with. So you've really got to be on the ball.
Yeah,
and I can't imagine doing that day in, day out.
Yeah, some people have been doing it for 30 years nonstop.
Right. I mean, maybe they, you know, once you're used to it, though, you know, I guess it becomes old hat. But boy, it's rough. You know, it's an exercise for sure.
Yeah. How come Salute Your Shorts has such a short run? How many seasons? Two seasons?
Well, it depends on how you count them. Some people say two, some people say three. It had a short run per se, but it ran and is still airing.
In syndication,
you know,
forever. Yeah,
really
it's been
amazing.
On syndication. Yes.
They pop it back on the air every once in a while, and my friends who have had kids, like, oh, look at me, I'm on Nickelodeon, and they're like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, all right, you know. It's so, I think it really stuck with people because it was such a great time.
It really was the golden age of Nickelodeon. You had To Witch Your Shorts, Double Dare, Hey Dude, Rugrats, Are You Afraid of the Dark? There was, like, a really lot of great shows on during this time.
I thought so, too. I think so, too. I mean, I didn't think I could fall into watching cartoons after being a teen, but those cartoons were awesome.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah.
They're definitely good times. Would you ever consider doing a Salute Your Shorts revival? Like, I don't know, all you guys were adults with kids that went to the summer camp or something like that? If someone were
I would.
You would?
I would. I think that there's a few cast members that are no longer actors. So I don't know if that would appeal to them,
but I am still
very actively pursuing acting and loving, you know, working and doing commercials and TV shows and all that kind of stuff. So it would definitely appeal to me, you know.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it was just any opportunity for us to all get together is just such a great time and such a great family moment for us, I think. So
yeah, cool.
I welcome anything like that for sure.
You never know these days. There's so many shows coming back. You have Roseanne, Full House, and all these other shows coming back.
Yeah, it will be great. Hey, make
never
it happen.
Know.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm totally down.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what are you up to these days? Do you have any like current projects coming up?
I'm working on a documentary that I directed, so I'm in post-production of that. So I hope to get that out to the festival circuit soon, and, you know, maybe, you know, you could check it out. It's just a documentary about people in Los Angeles, but I'm constantly auditioning. I think right now I have like a UPS commercial running and a Gusto commercial with Christian Schaal.
Oh, wow.
Christian Schaal. So, look out for me.
Wow. So you're still active in sport. You still play dodgeball?
Yes, I love dodgeball. I'm in this league called the World Dodgeball Society, and I play here in Los Angeles. There's different chapters like West Los Angeles, Westchester, West Hollywood, and I just enjoy the camaraderie. And there's people from all different walks of life and different parts of the entertainment industry, so it's a great way for me to network. I work with a lot of the editors and photographers and, you know, people that I meet through dodgeball, which is also really, really fun.
Wow.
And cool. So, yeah, I mean, and then I travel, like, maybe we have, you know, games out of state and, you know, around the city, so it's just really great I play an all-girls team to just really get to know people and have another shared experience and play sports. And, you know, I mean, we have a lot of fun. It's there's music.
Wow.
You know, it's over 18, so people go to the bar afterwards. It's a little bit more than just the game,
yeah.
For sure.
Oh, wow.
we're out there acting like fools. We're having a lot of fun. So, yeah, it that's definitely something that helps relieve that stress of not knowing when that next, gig is coming through.
Yeah,
so
that's a good thing to have, yeah. You say you play volleyball, too, a little bit, don't you?
Well, no, I played football in college.
Oh, football.
So, so, you know, it's like I played every sport, I think.
Wow.
Kelly rubbed off on me big time. So, yeah, and that's the great thing, too, is that whenever I have an audition for something, it's like, oh, yeah, I know how to play ping pong. Like, yeah, I know how to do this. You know? Yeah, if it's got a ball in it, I probably know how to do it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I just took up some archery, actually, recently,
too. Really?
So, yeah. I mean, I'm just, I just
that's actually pretty fun.
Out
I did
there.
That in high school. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, it is, except for when you get that big bruise on the inside of your arm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, but like, I think I might get back out there on the course and shoot a few more arrows.
Yeah.
Camp Anawana style,
oh.
You know?
What do you prefer, producing or acting? Do you have a preference or does it matter?
I think acting, like when I wake up in the morning, I feel like, okay, I'm an actress. Like, that's first and foremost, definitely. But I went to film school. I went to Loyola Marymount University, and I just actually spoke. I was a keynote speaker there for their pathways in entertainment. Because I've had so many different jobs in the entertainment industry, I've been a post-production supervisor. I've been a digital intermediate producer. I did the feature-length film Machine Gun Preacher,
mm-hmm.
post-production-wise, and I also got to do a lot of trailer work in 2011. So I did the Transformers trailer, I did Pirates of the Caribbean, I did Rango, I did Super 8. I worked on the marketing of these trailers, so I was able to actually set up meetings for J.J. Abrams, for Michael Bay to do their color at a company that I work for. So I actually got to meet these people in that way as well. So being in front of and behind the camera is like just all-encompassing for me.
Wow.
And I remember while I was doing that, I also did a Pine-Sol commercial, the Pine-Sol lady, and I got to do my own stunt.
Oh, you did?
So,
wow.
Yeah, so, you know, I'd like to do it all. And I don't want to, you know, say, like, I mean, I definitely love being in front of the camera, definitely more than having to work hard behind the camera. But I definitely enjoy all of it. I love movies. I love TV. I love the whole process of it. And I love bringing what I can to whatever characters I'm allowed to play.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. In closing, do you have any, like, words you want to say to your fans?
Do I have fans? I don't know about that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Follow me on
Facebook. Of course you have fans. You have fans. Yeah.
Follow me on my acting Facebook page and keep on supporting Salute Your Shorts. Let's get it back out there. Let's get it back on Nickelodeon. Let's get it back, you know. Let's get it, I don't know, Hulu. Yeah. Let's get it on Netflix.
Yeah, you know, that's support, a good idea. We should get it on Netflix. I'm surprised
you're
not on Netflix.
So let's do that. That's what I would say to my fans. Let's like make it happen, y'all, because I can't do it by myself.
Yeah, you're going to need some help.
Yeah.
Is it even on DVD? On Salute Your Shorts?
I believe they do have it on Amazon, yeah.
Oh, they do?
I'm not sure, though. Like, I don't know how all that works. But I would love to see it on Hulu or Netflix now that everything is digital, you know?
You know what? Yeah, Hulu actually makes the most sense because a lot of the old, like, 90s TV shows are on Hulu now.
Yeah, they just picked them up. You can see some of my Family Matters episodes, my Smart Guys, Sister episodes. They're all there.
Wow.
So,
yeah, we should
definitely
get on that, yeah.
Yeah.
Start a petition or something.
You ready? Hey, from your
mouth
to God's ears, let's do it.
Yeah. Get this generation hooked on it.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. I mean, and for the number of people, I think, that are true fans of the show, mm-hmm. Anytime we do have a reunion, people really come out and show their support.
Yeah.
So it's just great that this is such a great unifying, you know, entity that's still, like, around, that people can still really, like, love and hold in their hearts.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes. Like I was saying earlier, that era, that Nickelodeon early, the mid-90s, I think, was a true, like, golden era for Nickelodeon around that time, because so many good shows came from that period.
That time period,
yeah.
For sure.
Nick Arcade was another one, Guts.
Yeah.
Clarissa Explains It All. Man, I could go on all day. So many good shows. I appreciate you coming on and taking time to have an interview with us.
I appreciate you having me.
All right. Venus de Milo, everybody.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Special thanks to Venus de Milo for coming on to talk to us today here on The Throwback. Salute Your Shorts was definitely one of the all-time classics when you talk about the golden age of Nickelodeon. It really was a one-of-a-time type of show. Hello, Jimmy?
What's up, Daddy?
Where are you? The show's almost done. Everything okay?
I locked myself out of the car trying to get my camping gear that fell. I'm on some nature trail in the middle of nowhere.
Really? You mean nobody's around at all?
No, Daddy. All my camping stuff got run over by some tractor trailer. Good thing I saved these flowers. I was going to give these to Tally, Dina, and Zizi when I got to Camp Anawana.
I'm sure they would have appreciated that. What kind were they?
I'm not sure, but my nose sure is itchy.
Wait, where did you get those?
I got them from the garden of your neighbor next door this morning. She was very eager to get rid of them.
Jimmy, the reason she was eager to get rid of them is because it was actually poison ivy growing in her backyard.
So what are you saying, Daddy?
You are sniffing poison ivy. No wonder she was laughing so hard this morning. You may want to stop by the walk and click on the way home, pal. Well, if you ever get home at this point.
Oh, no wonder why my nose has been turning colors. I thought I was getting them their sinuses, Daddy.
What was that?
I don't hear nothing, Daddy.
Anyways, folks, on our next edition of The Throwback, former star of the hit TV show Saved by the Bell and world-famous musician Ed Alonzo will be our special guest.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that, Daddy. Daddy, there's a big giant bear that came out of nowhere chasing after me here. I have to go. I think he smells these Cheetos in my pocket.
Hello? Jimmy? Hello? Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at Throw Podcast or on the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/throwback.